Hello, you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Motion, our weekly local affairs show. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. In this installment of Local Motion, we'll discuss news from Montrose. Petty crime and property crime are on a sharp upswing in Montrose, and in this Local Motion, we'll talk to Montrose Police Chief Tom Chin and to John W. Nelson, head of Crime Stoppers in Montrose, for a discussion about the issue. According to the Montrose Mirror, on May 14th, a group of concerned citizens joined members of the police department at a work session of the Montrose City Council. The group was there to ask the board to consider an initiative that would raise the sales tax in Montrose to pay for additional public safety funding. The rise in crime activity in Montrose coincides with a staff shortage at the Montrose Police Department. According to Montrose City Manager Bill Bell, who oversees the police department, issues like low base salary, a small staff, high turnover, and direct competition with other communities for employees has created a situation where the police department is one officer short of a full complement. Bell said that the police department has not been able to be proactive for about the last 10 years due to the lack of enough officers. At the work session on May 14th, members of the city staff, the Montrose Police Department, and members of the Crime Stoppers program asked the board for a city public safety sales tax initiative to be placed on the November 2018 ballot. The recommendation is for a 0.3% increase up to a 0.75% increase in the sales tax. Generally speaking, the funds would be used to hire additional police officers and to build a new police department facility. KVNF News spoke with Montrose Police Chief Tom Chin about the rise in crime in Montrose. Chin began the interview by saying that the rise in crime hasn't been sudden.
Well, actually, it's been developing. It's not something that has just happened. It's over the past 3 or 4 years, we've seen more and more sorts of property crime, burglary, thefts, those types of things. And our issue is we're spending more and more time just answering calls than we are on proactive activity. And so when you're spending all your time responding to calls and you're not able to be proactive, you're going to miss a lot of other types of crime that you probably ought to be spending some time with. And so basically that's what we're seeing. We're seeing more complex investigations that take a lot of time to investigate. We're dealing with more neighborhood drug houses than we've ever seen before, and neighborhood drug houses take an awful lot of time to investigate, and we want to build solid cases that we can take to the district attorney for prosecution. And so we have drug houses that have sprung up in all different sorts of neighborhoods all across Montrose, and again, we need to spend more time investigating and trying to eliminate those places from the city. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is if we become more proactive. And the only way we're going to be more proactive is if we basically hire more people. And so if we hire more people, we want to spend more time with drug houses. We want to spend more time with traffic issues that are springing up all over Montrose as well. We want to spend more time with park safety, and we want to create a crime-free community. And we also want to be able to deal with the mental health issues that we're seeing all over town. Almost all of our calls in one form or another are associated with mental health issues and subjects. And we also want to assist and be more proactive in our schools, school safety. And again, the only way we'll be able to do all those things is if we hire more people. So that's kind of where we're at.
One of the articles I read mentioned that it's an increase in drug trafficking, especially heroin and methamphetamine. I wonder, do you think that has anything to do with maybe a backlash or a side effect of the legalization of marijuana?
You know, I do. I think that that has created the culture that we're seeing here in Montrose with homelessness and mental health issues. I think it's also contributed to a lot to do with our property crimes, our burglaries, our thefts, our theft from autos, our auto theft. We had 117 stolen vehicles in 2017. And so the drug culture has created an issue for us in all of those areas.
And unfortunately, this strikes already when the department is a little bit shorthanded. I read one article that mentioned you're one officer short of a full complement already. So that just kind of makes the problem worse, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Right now we have a staff of 42 certified, Colorado certified police officers. And we just don't have enough people.
And then you went before the city council with other representatives of law enforcement and some citizens as well to ask them about raising the sales tax for public safety. What are your thoughts about the chances of that actually happening?
Our first thing that we need to do is we need to have the city council at least pass the resolution allowing this to become a ballot issue that would go toward to the voters in November of this year to increase the sales tax to support this initiative. And we need to ask the taxpayers also to consider what we're asking for here as well.
That was Montrose Police Chief Tom Chin. And you are listening to Local Motion on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. In this Local Motion, we're talking about a rise in crime in Montrose and the staff shortages at the Montrose Police Department. Officials are asking the Montrose City Council for a sales tax increase ballot initiative to help fund public safety. Statistics provided in a press release from the Montrose Police Department reveal the extent of the uptick in crime. 37% of every 1,000 residents in Montrose are victimized by petty crime. The national average is 17.5%. Further, over 43% of every 1,000 Montrose residents experience property crime. The national average is 25%. Single shifts for police officers regularly have 90 or more calls. The police department is facing 24-hour days that sometimes have over 200 calls and 20-plus arrests. Next, KVNF News spoke with John W. Nelson, the head of Crime Stoppers in Montrose. Nelson was among the group at the work session that asked the Montrose City Council for a sales tax initiative. Nelson presented the statistics about the rise in crime to the council, and he voiced support for hiring more police officers and building a new facility for them. Nelson is a longtime community activist, a former defense attorney, and a former police officer. He has experience with getting previous ballot initiatives onto the ballot in Montrose. KVNF News spoke with Nelson to get background about Crime Stoppers and his role in the organization.
About 3.5 years ago, I saw an advertisement in the newspaper asking if anyone would be interested in starting a Montrose Crime Stopper program. And a good friend of mine that I met when he was operating a saw shop, Don Fry, also volunteered. And so we got together. Neither one of us knew anything about Crime Stoppers. I went to Grand Junction because they have Mesa County has an outstanding Crime Stopper program. They shared their information. And with that as a starting point, we build up a board. People coming and going, trying to determine if this is something they wanted to participate in. And, you know, three and a half years ago, there was a bit of a need. I sure had no inclination that it was going to be, the need would grow as much as it has in the past 3 or 4 years. And so we now have a 501c3 Colorado corporation. It's called Montrose Regional Crime Stoppers, Inc. It's based on, it's funded by donations, and any donations are tax deductible. What we do is we work with the news media, and we publish alerts. We let the media know about ongoing crimes, past crimes, that sort of thing. And we invite the public to provide anonymous information on those crimes, who the suspects are, where the stolen property is, other details. They can do it by calling 970-249-8500. That line is monitored 24/7. It is unrecorded. There's no way to trace it. And when the dispatcher takes the information, they're very careful never to put down any information on a report that would enable anyone to identify the caller. Anonymity is the most important thing. If they go to a mobile app, it's called P3, P as in Paul, 3, tips, they can do the same thing, provide information anonymously, or they can go to the website, p3tips.com. What happens is that information then is relayed over to the appropriate law enforcement agency. That agency may be in New Orleans, New York, Chicago. Most of the time it's right here for the Montrose region. We basically cover the six counties of the 7th Judicial District. Most of the emphasis, however, is right here in the Montrose region. Information goes to law enforcement. Law enforcement either follows up on it and says, hey, we just made an arrest. This information is cumulative. This information was no help at all. And then our secretary and Susan Byrne, who is a terrific advocate for Crime Stoppers, she works and runs the Montrose Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center, completes a report so that we know each tip whether it's been successful or not. Now, if a tip is successful, then we have at our next board meeting, we meet once a month, we will consider the kind of crime that was involved. And we have basically a schedule which we can deviate from as far as an amount for an award. Typical is probably $100 to $500 or $600, depending upon the magnitude of the crime and the dangerousness of the fugitive. Anyway, our board meets. If we award a monetary reward, then I put a recording on the telephone number that we've mentioned before, 249-8500, and it mentions a Crime Stopper number, the tip number, and the caller calls back, provides the information and make sure that we're talking to the right person. Then they give them a code. Individual takes that code, goes over to Alpine Bank South. It's on South Thompson, across the street from City Market. Does not identify themselves. They walk in. They say, I'm here to pick up an envelope for Crime Stoppers. The tip number is X. The code number is Y. The teller simply hands him or her an envelope. It contains cash. Nothing traceable. There's no record made. The individual is not asked any questions other than the two identifying numbers. And the matter is now complete. That's how it works. We send out our alerts. I get an alert each week from the sheriff's office, and I'm now getting one literally daily for 4 days a week from the Montrose Police Department. The last one related to a big burglary at the smoke shop on Main Street in Montrose. The burglars got something like $60,000 in merchandise and cash. That alert goes across four different radio stations, probably about five different newspapers, Facebook, and a few other places. And it works. We're doing two things. One, we're trying to catch the crook. We're also telling people about ongoing crimes. And we're trying to get people in the community to be more aware of crime and activities.
In the three-plus years since Nelson has been with Crime Stoppers, progress was being made and crimes were being foiled. But this recent upswing in crime is creating all sorts of problems that the organization hasn't had to deal with before.
It's unfortunate that things have changed. But as Dan Hotzenpiller said in a recent newspaper article, he had spoken to the county commissioners in Ouray County. There has been a dramatic increase in crime in not only Montrose or the 7th Judicial District, but indeed the entire state since 2016. And, you know, is it all due to drugs? I have no idea. Most law enforcement people will tell you that legalization of marijuana was a major impetus to the increase in crime. I don't know, because there really have not been any good studies that could say yes, no, or maybe. But there's no question that things have changed in the past 3 or 4 years, and the Crime Stopper program is part of that change. Unfortunately, it's there to help deal with the problem. In our 3.5 years, we're responsible for probably, depending upon how you view them, probably at least 30 to 40 individual arrests. Some of those are for serious felons. Some of those are for minor matters. We've had them from a significant sexual predator to a shoplifting young man at City Market. The bottom line is the system works. We've paid out, I think it's around $8,400 now in awards. Not all of it's been picked up because a lot of the people making the anonymous phone calls and providing the information do not want the money. They're doing it to get a serious felon off the streets. But the system works. It's working very well. We operate with a board of directors of 12 people. We meet once a month, and we get involved in community affairs. Most of the people on the board are retired, and that's not an intentional thing, but it's just the way things are because they have more free time to focus on these things. You look at most volunteers, and you'll find the same thing across the board. But that's the background as far as Crime Stoppers. And again, the system is working. Both the county and the city have made significant contributions in terms of funding. They have nothing to do with our board other than they provide some funding. Alpine Bank is another major funder. And again, it's just another aspect of crime and the increasing crime in not only just Montrose or the state of Colorado, but across the nation. I am a regional director for Crime Stopper USA. It's an umbrella organization. It includes the vast majority of all Crime Stopper programs in the entire United States. And as I talk to the various programs individually in the states of Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Colorado, I'm hearing the same thing. Crime, particularly property crime, is increasing. In Montrose, violent crime is down. It is significantly below the national average. But then you go to property crime, and that's a totally different ballgame. It's basically twice the national average. And that's frightening.
You are listening to Local Motion here on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. In this installment of our weekly local affairs program, we've been talking about the rise in crime in Montrose. We've heard from Montrose Police Chief Tom Chin and from Crime Stoppers board member John W. Nelson. It's important to keep in mind that we're not talking about violent crime. It's not a crime wave that has engulfed Montrose. Rather, petty and property crime are on the rise, officials say, because of rising mental illness rates, increased drug trafficking, a lack of proactive policing, and a shortage of officers at the police department. Let's go back to KVNF's interview with Crime Stopper John W. Nelson.
Your car may very well get broken into at night. Your home may very well be burglarized. And it's not just something that happens to other people. Theft of vehicles, motor vehicles, probably isn't a major matter unless you happen to be one of the 120 or so people who had their vehicles stolen last year. The break-ins on the automobiles probably isn't a significant matter unless it happened to be your car. I don't want that to occur in an area where I live. And I don't think anyone else does either. So anyway, the city had been, and chief of police, city council, had, and the city manager had been talking about a ballot issue. We did a ballot issue in 2007. It was called a public safety sales tax. Again, a group of people, no government agency or formal organization, but a group of people that realized the sheriff's office was terribly underfunded. The ballot issue passed. The city, at that point in time, was specifically asked to join in and participate, and for whatever reason, they refused. I don't care about bad decisions or what I appear think are bad decisions. I care about today's problem. Right now, Montrose Police Department could easily use 15 more staff members. That's not a luxury. On a given day, there's generally three, sometimes four, patrol officers on duty for 18 and a half square mile in Montrose. Well, three officers is not enough. One automobile accident of a serious nature on a major thoroughfare is going to occupy at least two and sometimes even three. One incident on the other side of the city, a major incident, is going to occupy maybe all three of the officers. There just aren't enough law enforcement officers. Now, the county cooperates. The county assists the county sheriff's office. But it's not their jurisdiction as such because they're more responsible for the areas outside of the city of Montrose. The two departments work well together. But the flip side of it is there just are not enough police officers and staff in the Montrose Police Department. And I got to tell you, I know some of those people. I don't socialize with them. I can't say they're bosom buddies or good close friends. But over the years, I've gotten to know several of them. I was absolutely amazed at the great qualifications, dedication, education of the Montrose police officers. And when I see the kinds of hours they are having to put in, it bothers me. You can't work 12, 14, 15 hours at a stretch without reducing your efficiency. I worry about it in two different respects. One is the officer's going to get hurt. You can't be that sharp after that many hours on duty. And the second aspect of it is if the officer doesn't get hurt, he might do something that's going to cost the city money because they might get sued. You got to do something to alleviate that problem. The reality is really quite simple. We have a major problem today. It's going to be a hell of a lot worse in the future as the community grows because not all those people coming in are going to be warm and wonderful. We have a significant drug problem. We have a significant mental health problem. We have a significant homeless problem. Those problems are not going to get any better as we increase in population. And if the police department is already understaffed, undermanned and overworked. How are you going to meet the needs of the people who live in the community? That's where my problem lies. We're talking about what do you do with a growing cancer in a community? Because the cancer is being fed by not only the drug culture, but an inadequacy when it comes to the funding of the police department.
Montrose has much growth potential and has numerous assets to build upon as more and more people move into the area. But Nelson believes that the property crime problems will only get worse if not dealt with now, and raising the sales tax to fund public safety is the best way to go about doing that.
I suspect that half of the people in this area have no realization of how much crime there really is. And I don't mean to undermine the Office of Business and Tourism. They do a terrific job. People are happy coming here. But the bottom line is we've got to do something to stem this increasing crime, or they're going to be more reluctant to come here for vacation. They're going to be more reluctant to move here. We don't have a cesspool of crime or any other good stuff that the media likes to talk about, but we have a significant increase in property crime, and it needs to be dealt with. And to me, to a number of other folks, a separate ballot issue is probably the only way it's going to be successfully handled. Because you can bitch and moan all you want to about past bad decisions and even question some of the potential decisions that may be in the offering. But the bottom line is, if the problem is going to be remedied, it's going to have to be on a sustaining basis. And in the case of the sales tax, it's the best way of spreading out the cost, as opposed to just people who live within the city. Because let's face it, Telluride comes down here to buy the groceries. Uray comes down here to buy their groceries, etc. And that's the easiest way of setting it out. Montrose is a fantastic area. We've got one of the 20 best rural hospitals in the entire country. We have all kinds of recreation opportunities. We have a fantastic community. But something has to be done to fix the crime problem. And it's not, let's face it, you got to hire 100 officers. All crime is not going to go away. Since Cain and Abel didn't like each other, mankind has always found a way of injuring other members, stealing from other members, doing nasty things to other members. So all crime's not going to go away, but at least we can make a significant dent.
Thanks so much for listening to Local Motion here on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. And please stay tuned to KVNF News for more developments in Montrose as the sales tax issue continues to be debated. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.